In a classic example of how American Democrat liberals make a mess of things but are never recognized as creators of such, we have the current caravan, border crisis, and a dysfunctional Central American state. Authentic Americans, those folk who believe in the country, its sovereignty, and the rule of law, even when it comes to immigration, are called harsh, mean, and much worse by Democrats when we question the wisdom of open borders and granting political asylum to thousands voluntarily fleeing their homes in Central America. In report after report, we're told of the terrible plight the would-be border crashers face in their homelands. For example, the public radio-affiliated Texas Standard brought us a story of how terrible is the violence and repression in Nicaragua and how such is causing people to flee. Terror is not confined to jail in Nicaragua. Thousands of people, many armed with machetes, have been dispatched by Daniel Ortega's government to take over lands owned by the regime's opponents. Close to 17,000 acres of Nicaraguan farmland are under armed occupation, and you can't call the police to help you, the story reported. Daniel Ortega? Yeah, he's El Presidente down in Nicaragua way, and who was it that publicly celebrated his revolution and regime there all through the 1980s and his rise to power again in 2007? Why, it was none other than a conga line of famous elected American Democrats. We don't hear daily in our news how leftist Democrats directly helped create the hellholes behind all the violence and repression leading to mass migration north. Why is that? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.